Hello, and welcome to the Student Special Hour. My name is Lucy, and I'm the Student Programming Coordinator at CITR, and I'm very excited to be here. I am here with my good friend, Shay. How's it going, Shay, this morning?
Excellent. How are you?
Excellent. All right. Oh, I forgot to turn on her mic.
Oh,
see?
I'm already, excellent.
Already on amateur hour here this morning. Alrighty, so this is the student special hour. This is the love child, I like to call it, of our CITR executive and the student programming coordinator, which I happen to be both of, which is exciting. I get the incredible opportunity to run this show and in collaboration with the student executive and bring you content on student life. Throughout this year, we'll be hearing from student group clubs and initiatives promoting on-campus activities and basically anything to do with the student community. If anyone wants to come on the show or hang out with me or has any suggestions on what they want to hear, you can contact me at outreach@citr.ca and I'd love to hear from you. So that would be great. All right. So how's it going this morning, Shay?
It's pretty good. I'm not going to lie. Like it was an early start.
Oh, yeah, I know. 10 a.m. for a student is like early days.
Right? It's like if you're not on campus, like anything like or like earlier than like 11 is like, whoa.
Whoa, man. I know.
But it's good to get the start of the day, you know, like
we're literally running those times. I'm like running in 5 minutes to 10. I'm like, Shay, we can do this. Let's go. But it's good.
I woke up and I was like, I don't want to. No.
But
it was like
Friday.
For Lucy, for the show.
Oh, the love.
And it's completely worth it, of course.
Fantastic. I know I was a little worried about the time slot because student executive are not the earliest risers. So
it's honestly not even that bad. It's just like that initial wake up.
First
you know?
Time. First beginning
just
of the morning.
Painful.
Yeah, a little bit painful. Shay, you're on the student executive. Can you tell us a little bit about the student executive?
Yes, totally. So I am the events coordinator / director of the student executive. And there are about 12 of us altogether.
Yeah, big team.
It's all volunteer positions, but it's super, super rad and so much fun. And we just get to put on super fun events and promote CITR and how great it is on and off campus, which is sweet. Some of the other positions. So we have promotions, we have programming, we have a president and a vice president, music, basically everything to cover all bases.
Exciting stuff. And we're all good buddies, which is always fun. But if you want to get involved in the CITR student executive, this year we're kind of closed, but we're always open for volunteers. And we usually hire like July or April or somewhere around
there. Yeah, it's kind of like the end of the school year. So if you like get involved in CITR this year and stuff and you are like super psyched about it and you're like, I want to do more. What can I do to do more?
Which is
student exec is great.
All of us. You show up, you think you're just gonna, you know, like hang out a little bit, and then you are here like 15 hours a week.
And you live here, and it's great.
And you live here, and it's
what
amazing.
A lovely home.
And we love it. So it's good. You should love it too. So, so today is the first official student special hour of the year. Very exciting. It's a little delayed. It is October, but that's okay. But you know,
the fact that it is happening and on air right now is a success.
You know, this is the first year that we've had a hired position running the show, and which is, you know, no pressure. So usually it's sort of the student executive just hangs around and is like, yeah, let's play some music, man. And it's pretty bit of a mess. Not saying that this isn't going to be a mess, but at least I've organized something. So hopefully that'll be good. So today we're going to be doing kind of a meet your exec, even though it's just Shay and I in the studio because people like their sleep. We will be talking a little bit about some of the executive, telling you a little bit about them, and also just sharing some tunes with you that they love. So we're going to start off with Elizabeth, who is our CITR Discorder director. She also runs our Women's Collective here at CITR. This is a program completely comprised of news, events, interviews, and music relating to women's concerns and issues on and off campus, aiming to center and promote female voices, which is awesome.
It's fantastic.
We have three collectives this year.
Brand new.
So cool. Access Collective, Indigenous Collective, and Women's Collective. And Elizabeth is on our student executive, and she's also the staff member for running the Women's Collective. If you want to get involved, they're having their first meeting next Friday at 3 p.m. And you can also learn more about it by coming in the station or by contacting Elizabeth at womenscollective@citr.ca. So I asked Elizabeth about a song she wanted to play. And this was like the first person I talked to when I was like, oh, I have an idea about a thing that I could do. And she was like, she told me that she wanted me to play this song because she just wanted to listen to it over and over and over again. She said it's the kind of song that you can listen to 5 times in a row. So this is Something Good by Car Seat Headrest.
Biting my clothes to keep from screaming, taking pills to keep from dreaming. I want to break something important. I want to kick my dad in the shins. I was referring to the present and past tense. It was the only way that I could survive it. I want to close my head in the car door. I want to sing this song like I'm dying. We'll be right back.
It's a dance we know the moves. The bow, the dip, the woo. Though the words are true, the state is old news. Wrap me in your arms. I can't feel it, but rock me in your arms. I can't feel it, but get up, get down, get up, get down. Feel the rotation start. See the next one break. Get up, get down, get up, get down, get up. Sentiments are same, but the pair of feet change. I know my words will dry up on the skin, just like a name I remember hearing. Wild winter, warm coffee, mom's gone. Do you love me? Blazing summer, cold coffee, baby's gone. Do you love me? Wrap me in your arms. I can't feel it, but rock me in your arms. I can't feel it, but get up, get down, get up, get down. Feel the general tension and stop. See the next one waiting. Get up, get down, get up, get down, get up. Sitting in the same with a pair of feet change. Get up, get down, get up, get down. Feel the general tension and stop. See the next one waiting. Get up.
Okay, and welcome back to the Student Special Hour. That was Sylvan Esso with Coffee, one of my favorites. I picked that one mostly because I thought we had some technical difficulties, and we didn't, so all is well. So I am joined now here by Eleanor as well as Shay. We've just been basically just talking about how tired we all are. So it's, you know, solid radio content.
Coffee was a fitting song to play.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, coffee, that's something definitely post-show that I'm going to be chugging down. Yeah, so exciting things about CITR. People have all sorts of musical and fantastical skills. Shay and Eleanor are both programmers and on their own shows, and they're students. What? Yay! so
and
excited.
We're girls.
And you're girls. Oh, yay. You're not allowed to do
I
things.
I forgot that for a second. It's like, what else are you going to say? Oh, it's great.
It's great. It's great. Quality radio, guys. It's good. Yeah, you guys are all of those things, which is exciting. And so can you tell me what it's like? Well, actually, what are your shows about? So... Shady,
you go first.
Okay. the show that I co-host with Erica, who is another member of the student exec, is called Femme Concept. We just had our one-year anniversary, actually. Aww. Very exciting. But we play 100% FemCon all the time. So every track fulfills the FemCon categorization. I don't know, maybe we can talk about that later. But basically, it means that women are involved in every song that we play. And when I first proposed the show like a year ago, there was only one other show on the grid at CITR that was 100% FemCon. And I was kind of apprehensive about doing it because it felt limited, or like it felt like it might be limiting or restricting, you know, or kind of just, I was like, I don't know if we should commit to just doing this, but I'm so glad that we did because it's amazing, and the response that we get from people is really fantastic. And you know, every week I'm reminded of like the reason that we play 100% FemCon, which is that I don't think that people who identify with the feminine female experience get equal representation or attention compared to other groups that make music.
Absolutely.
So if we can just do a little hour every week that chips away at that massive issue, you know, that's great.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. So FemConcept, when is that on?
That is Fridays from 1 to 2, so in like 3 hours.
In like 3 hours.
Yeah. It's also a really great name.
Yeah, it is, you know, a really good name.
Funny story, president of 2 years ago, Ryan Roselle, came up with that name. It's like, oh, he's the king of puns, though.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, FemCon, I need a show name. I need something, like, you know, can you, like, I'm not really sure what to call it. And he literally, like, probably in 5 seconds, he's just like, boom. FemConcept.
Yeah. Love it.
That's it. That's what it is.
So Ryan was also the king of waking people up at about 3 a.m. singing. What was the song? Sing
Bump and Grind.
Bump and Grind. At the NCRC conference. Very, very solid
in
memory.
Victoria.
In Victoria. Yes. Nellie Eleanor and I, softly asleep, finally. It was, yeah. So Adventures with CITR, never a dull moment.
Truly.
Shay,
so good.
What's going on with your show?
So I have a show every Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m. called Shine On. And I think in either January or February, that will be the 2 year anniversary, which is really exciting. And it feels so weird that it's like
that's
been that
sick.
Long.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, I started it in first year because I learned about CITR and the wonders of it and what you can really do with it. And I just thought it was such an amazing platform for students who have things to say. And also just who want to, express their music. It's just, I don't know. So my show is, it's eclectic, but it's a music show. And I basically pick a different theme each week and then just roll with that. Play music that coincides and discuss whatever I'm talking about. It's usually just things I care about. I've had quite a few like FemCon only shows, which has been really fun because I generally listen to FemCon like not even consciously thinking about doing it. It's just what I tend to go to. But I've done a bunch of other themes as well, like record labels or like music festivals coming up or stuff like that. So it's always different, and I try to get live music as much as I can or interviews when I can.
Yeah,
and
didn't you have one of the first live bands in the new sub?
I don't think it was. Yeah, it was one of the first. It definitely was not the first. I think you two had someone in the summertime.
We didn't have the first one. I mean, Well, the opening party we had bands play, but that wasn't on air, actually. I wasn't here, so I don't know. But I think, I'm not sure who had the first live, but it was somebody in the summer for sure.
Yeah, it was in the summer when the new station opened. But That's the whole thing. If you have seen the new station, our lounge is really cool and it's a lot bigger than it used to be, and less cluttered and right now anyway.
In a much better place.
There's people that can see what is happening and know where we are and who we are. But also our doors, our like window doors of our lounge slide open, and that kind of creates a space for bands to play if that's what we want. So I got to school a couple weeks ago and was like, I want to have a band come and play on my show and air it live. And it just happened. It just worked out. And we cleared the sub, and AMS was not super stoked about it because it was extremely loud. But I loved it. And yeah. It was so much fun.
I feel like that's okay, you know? Like, we're kind of here to make a little
noise. We're testing
the
waters, too.
Yeah.
Like, this is all new to everyone, so, like, we have to kind of work at it until we find that, like, equilibrium or balance.
Yeah, you know? Totally.
Like, we'll get there.
We don't want to kick people out of their space, but it's also, like, it's kind of like trying to put new things into people's faces a little bit, you know? Like, why not? Like, just check out this pit and see what's going on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely a little bit of both. And one of the kind of almost logistical issues around it, too, is that it kind of goes out a little bit, but it also goes a lot up, right?
The sound. Sub is a very acoustically great building.
Yeah, so people everywhere could probably hear it.
It's okay. These students need to be woken up a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, that's what true.
I'm saying. A little sleepy. You know, it's a little balance.
And I include us in that.
Yeah, oh, totally. Without a doubt. All right, so when is Shine On? When can we tune in?
So Shine On every Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m.
1 to 2 p.m. Awesome.
Pretty fun.
Fun times. Have some fun times with Shay. So those are just a few of our student-run shows that you can listen to. You can see rest of the show schedule on CITR.ca or pick up a Discorder, check out the schedule, and read some cool music stuffs. And so next, we are going to play a song that Kristen Powell picked. She is our volunteer coordinator and all-around cool cat. She runs a really fun drop-in volunteer time from 12 to 3 on Wednesdays called Weekly Wednesdays. This is a really great opportunity for volunteers to meet other rad CITR people and help out the station. So anything that needs to be done, come hang out, chat with us, and just be one with our beautiful community. And Christine's song was like, I wasn't sure if she was joking. I'm like still not sure if she was joking.
Oh no,
but
it's a great song.
It's
this
a great
album
song.
Is fantastic.
So like,
is it?
Yeah. Yeah. So like, sure. Like, I'm all down for it. So she says, my song recommendation is If It's Not It's All That by Carly Rae Jepsen off her new album Emotion It's
Emotion.
Emotion. It's a slow building ballad featuring Devonte Hines, and she says that I'm all about it right now. She says, also, if you're into it, also check out the track Gimme Love. And then she says, Carly Rae. So check it out. This is All That by Carly Rae Jepsen. back with the Student Special Hour. So that was Carly Rae Jepsen with All That. And that was submitted by our student executive member, Christine.
That was really good, actually.
Yeah,
I liked that.
Nice power pop ballad. I really enjoyed that. So I was talking about before about how CITR members often have multiple projects on the go, musical, fantastical adventures. And so... funnily enough, the two lovely ladies that I have in my studio also are in bands. What?
Crazy.
Double treat today.
Weird.
This is like mostly just because I am projecting because I want to be a student programmer and I want to have a band. So basically, I want to be just
a student
like
programmer.
You guys. I guess technically now I can't. I do count.
Yeah.
It's been 3 years of like, yeah, I'll go get a show. Yeah, sure. And now someone's like, here's a job. And I'm like, awesome. That's what I needed. Monetary compensation. But yeah, totally. So, Shay, tell me a little bit about your project.
Okay.
Everyone's deeply awkward about talking about this, but I'm forcing them.
Yeah, no, it's cool. It's okay. So yeah, I play in a band with our student executive president, Eric Coates. I met him on Imagine Day last year, and he had been involved in CITR before, like when I was as well, but then he went away to Europe for a while. So I never actually crossed paths with him in first year. So I met him first day last year and I was just like, this guy seems cool. I feel like we'll be friends. And he, like, one of the first conversations that he had was like, hey, I play guitar. Do you play an instrument? And I was like, yeah, I play bass. And he was like, do you want to form a band? And I was like, yes. And that was like our like first conversation
that
ever.
Was origin story.
And now we're like best friends. So it's really great.
And you guys dress the same or something. Or you like share clothes.
We like to share clothes. We just enjoy each other's clothing sometimes and it just works.
It's cool.
Sick.
It's really weird.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
yeah, it's cute.
It's been a couple times now. It's very casual though.
They were like in the studio the other day and they were just like, I like that sweater. I like that sweater. They're like, maybe you should switch sometimes.
Like children.
I loved it.
But yeah, so we've been playing. We started jamming, I think, in like October, November last year with some other friends, and we ended up playing a few shows in the spring, which was really fun and crazy and weird and great. But now then we kind of took a break for the summertime because I went to Calgary and
party.
Yeah, what a time. And our drummer was away. And now we're back together and we're kind of like jamming with some other people, but it's been really fun. And
exciting.
We just submitted and got accepted into Shindig, which I'm like very nervous about. But it's
and for anyone who doesn't know, Shindig is our kind of Battle of the Bands competition. It starts on
October 20th.
October
something?
20th
no
or
way.
So. Yeah, pretty
Hopefully
soon,
later.
Really quickly. And it's every Tuesday at
Pat's Pub.
Yeah, every year it's at we get a different. So I get a little lost. Yeah, Pat's Pub this year, and it's gonna be a good time. There's jokes for beer. And
Ben Lai is the host, and he's like so great.
So good, and it's always
classy.
Such a good time. Mm-hmm. And CITR crew's there, and it's beers and music and all the best things about independent radio and music, and it's great. So you should check that out. It starts around October 20th, and you can see Shay's.
And we have.
Sorry, who's drumming for you?
So Nick, our music exec,
really
is. Yeah, things just happen at CITR when
it's
you're
true.
Surrounded by music people.
Magic
it can be pretty easy. Eric and I were just talking about it one time that we need a drummer because our drummer has gone to Switzerland for the semester, which is great, and I'm not bitter at all about it.
Love it.
He's having a great time, and I miss him. But and Nick was just like, I like can play drums, and I have a jam space. It was super casual about it. And we're just like, dude.
That's totally the way he'd approach it.
Want to be friends?
Yeah, yeah. Best friends.
So that's what's happening.
And you guys
now.
Used to be called
Listening
Party.
Yeah, so we're critics, formerly known as Listening Party, formerly known as Lennon Baby.
Okay.
Joking. Okay, so our name is Critics, I think, tentatively.
Tentatively.
There are. It changes every year.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You know, it's hard.
It's hard. It's
really hard to find a listening party.
I know.
Listening party. Listening party is what we were going as last year when we were actually like playing a few shows. And that was fun because we're all, like, everyone involved in our band is involved in CITR or has been in some way. So it's like such a, because CITR has listening parties, if you didn't know. And it's just, it came full circle.
Yeah, pretty casual, just like hangout sessions that we do. We're doing one this Friday, week today, in the old sub. But anyways, so that's good times. Listening party. So that is listening party, now critics.
Yeah, critics.
So that's Shay's and Eric's and Nick's project. And now Eleanor, tell me about your adventures.
So I'm in a band with another member of the student exec, Erica, also the co-host of my show, and our friend Nellie, who was on the exec last year, and there's three of us, and we are called yolks, like egg yolks, or like when people say jokes, yolks. And yeah, we've really not been playing music for very long now. Like, I play the drums, and Erica plays guitar and sings, and Nellie plays bass, and Nellie and I both started playing our instruments in July. So it's
so amazing.
Yeah, I think we wanted to do it for a while, and the only thing stopping you is yourself. You just have to be like, well, I'm going to make this as a priority.
Words of wisdom for the day.
No, but it's true, because you're like, I can't do that. Like, it would be so cool to be in a band. It's like, then just do it. Like, you don't have to be the best. You don't even really have to be good. Like,
not at all.
I don't really know how to play the drums, but like,
but it's
just
fun.
Do it.
But you just
do
it.
Yeah.
And, like, when you want to do it, it just happens.
Yeah, exactly. And then you learn and you get better and, you know, you just see where it goes.
Yeah,
so.
And it's also, I feel like if you did really want to go into like the technical side, which you don't even have to, but you'd have that sort of sense of motivation because there'd be something you'd be excited about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who, like, I remember when I was younger and I was playing violin and I was like, I don't want to play classical music.
No.
Like, when would I, why would I want to do this? So it's like when you start getting excited about a project, then you can, the motivation just grows.
Yeah, but I especially when you're like with other, like, I feel like it's harder even to make music as a solo artist.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine that would be like so much harder, but when you're with your band or you're with your like people that you're jamming with, it all, you play off each other.
Oh yeah.
And it helps a lot and it motivates you.
Yeah, vibe in. And so one of the reasons why we bring this up is because Eric, our CITR president, chose Eleanor's band song for his song that he decided to represent today on the Student Special Hour. So he calls it, my song is Just Bored by Yolks, CITR core band. Eric likes to make up words. Featuring two members of the student executive, host of FemCon, Eleanor and Erica, and exec for life, host of the Cats of Jams, Nellie Stark. Great tune with clever lyrics and a real nice vocal melody. I think it's also my favorite instrumentally off Not Your Bae demos. Go Yolks.
There you go.
So there you go. So you're getting like, you got the...
Eric's such a nice guy.
Eric's
very nice.
Eric's full approval. And so...
That's all I need in life. That's set.
Honestly, really, what true. Else? What else do you need? So here, check it out. From Not Your Bae Demos by Yolks. This is Just Bored.
Do they have a single bed?
Those cuffed pants, those exposed ankles. Oh, I don't even care anymore. Do I have to be Nancy Drew to find you? Are they at their parents' house? Are they at the club? Do they have a single bed? Are they committed?
All right, so that was once again Just Bored by Yolks. So you guys went to a show last night.
Yes.
What was that all about?
It was amazing. Angel Olsen.
She's still speechless.
I'm like speechless. It blew my mind. That was my first time seeing her live. I know a lot of people, a lot of other people who went had seen her before, but yeah, it was more
magic.
Than, even more than I was expecting.
Yeah. Love it.
Her voice is incredible, man.
Mm-hmm. She does a really nice job of mixing it up too, in that, you know, I can understand when people do live performances and they stay quite true to the recorded version of songs and it's still nice, but there's something kind of sad about going and being like, well, I could have just put that
to
album
the CD,
on at
yeah,
home.
Yeah.
But she totally does different stuff with her voice and kind of changes it up and just brings so much more emotion to it that, like, you just can't recreate that anywhere else, you
yes,
know?
That's so true. And I think there's such a factor when it comes to going to shows. You appreciate that they're that good, that it's so similar to the album, but it's also sort of a bit heartbreaking because you're like, well, I want to see something else. Like,
yeah.
What else can you do?
Yeah.
I know, like, Alt-J does some really interesting stuff in their shows, even though they usually sound like super on point. They'll like really like mess around. They'll do like huge instrumental sections and stuff where you're just like, okay, cool. Like, I'm here to like experience something new, mm-hmm. which is always really mm-hmm. sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. She just like has this like electric, like, I don't know. There's something magnetic about her, I think, when she's performing. Like, she has this way of bringing everyone in to this, like, experience. And it was incredible.
Amazing. And where was the show?
Is that Biltmore?
Biltmore. That's a good
super intimate.
Good one. Yeah.
Super, the crowd was pretty mellow, which was good because there's definitely, like, you know, there's parts of her songs or, like, parts of her set where she's, like, barely doing anything. and everyone else is like quiet because they just want to see what happens.
Yeah.
I love that. Mm-hmm. It was so good.
So cool. Mm-hmm. So good stuff. Yeah, and Biltmore is such a really good venue too, for especially for more intimate shows. Yeah, fantastic. Right in my hood. Loving it. So next up, we're going to listen to a song from our promotions executive, Aiden. So I asked him to send stuff about the song, and he sent stuff about himself. So we're going to learn about Aiden. Yes. Second year in the Faculty of Arts. He's great. He's like, I think he's our youngest, right? He's like one of our newbies.
Yes.
Second year in the Faculty of Arts. He's from Brandon, Manitoba, and he's really into chromatics, basically anything Johnny Jewel. He loves PC music, Kate Bush, Bruce Springsteen, to name a few. Blah, 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 blah. But the song that he's really digging right now is The Shade by Metric. So that's like a really, really good one, and which is KingCon and FemCon, I think, which is always a bonus. I'm a big fan of the KingCon and the FemCon. Okay, so check it out. Here is The Shade by Metric.
I'm following the sun that's setting in the west. We're floating on a bed of fading light. A canopy of trees bears witness to the breeze. I'm falling like a feather, salt and light. Baby, there's no better time.
did the song back when you thought you knew what was wrong. Where you are, I don't care, I just wanna be a part of something.
Listening to the Student Special Hour. I'm Lucy, Student Programming Coordinator, if you're just tuning in, and we have lost our other on-air host, Shay, but we are still, we've got Eleanor still sticking with us strong.
Hey.
So that was Metric with The Shade, and then after that we went into Alex G with Cold. No, sorry, that's the wrong song, with Crab, which was a suggestion by our CITR vice prez and Ben member of Yolks. We're talking about Erica a lot today. Big fan. And so she suggested that one to us, which is great. Some exec music, repping it up. Mm-hmm. So if you, I'm just going to kind of do a little bit of promoting about the CITR love. If you are interested in being a part of CITR, if you want to be a student programmer like Eleanor or like Shay, or I guess now like me, please come into the station, hang out with us, let us tell you what it's all about. It's really quite easy to get involved. What mm-hmm. would you say? Do you think it's pretty easy to get a show?
Yeah, I think so. I think you have to have a certain level of commitment and you have to be willing to go through the steps, but there's so many things in place to help you out if you have questions or if you are a beginner. So there's really no, we try to make it as barrier free as possible. So
yeah, exactly.
I think it's pretty easy.
And I think something that I always talk to people about is I say that I think people think that we are this sort of like niche thing that is sort of enclosed. I think it was harder too in the old sub, but now I want to tell people almost all of us show up with very little experience and just say and just commit and just try. And there's so many great staff here who can help you out. And if you don't want to be on radio, you can help do content or write for Discord or just hang out with us. We love people just hanging out with us. So so that's some shameless CITR advertising, but seeing as it's CITR, I think that's kind of allowed.
So
join me every week, 10 to 11 a.m. Here on the Student Special Hour. We'll be having executives and All sorts of fun shenanigans happening here. The next show that's supposed to be coming up was going to be the Cat's Pajamas, but Nelly is away in Maine, and Rain in Spain, Maine. and so instead we will be having...
We are going to play the third episode in series called Mingling with Matriarchs, and that was created by Celia Joseph at CITR last year. She did that project as part of her practicum for the First Nations Studies program at UBC. It's really, really great. This is the third interview, like I said, and basically in each one she has a discussion with a prominent Indigenous woman who is doing really cool work in her field. So I think the one that we're about to hear is with the filmmaker Maya Tailfeathers, and I've listened to it a few times actually, and it's really good.
Awesome. Yeah. That's so exciting. And right before we do that, we're going to finish off with our last song from a student executive. This is from Chloe, who is our secretary, and she is our punk pop rock queen, and which is just to say that CITR is all inclusive. Everybody's type of interests are included. I love Chloe because she's almost an enigma. Her and her her twin Natalie run this amazing website called the Permanent Rain Press, and they also have a show here at CITR called Permanent Rain Radio, I think. Yeah. And it's this sort of alternate media site covering all sorts of shows that happen, local shows and a little bit outside Vancouver. And she's just they're just so great. They're in third year, and they just have so much like already that they do. They work so hard and work so hard for CITR, and they're just really, really great additions to our team. So Chloe is our secretary, and here's what she has to say about the song. So Wake Up by the Vamps is my go-to jam this week. They're a British pop rock band. This is their new single off their upcoming album, which will be out in November. I just love how anthemic and upbeat it is, which is definitely helping me through a tough school week. Homework after homework after readings makes me sad. Plus, I know they sound killer performing this live. So here is the last song of the show. Thank you for joining us on the Student Special Hour. And this is The Vamps with Wake Up.
radio show.
Is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
On Friday, October 9th, come on out to see Hick, Stefano Fratilla, Gal Grayson, Trashbait, Tough Customer, and DJ Knapp for a benefit show at Redgate. Proceeds go to Hand in Hand for Syria and Migrant Offshore Aid Station. So enjoy a great show and support a great cause.